Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
And we're going to continue on with our discussion of Junior Worlds with the men today. And this was a really interesting event. It often is in the junior men.
For better and for worse.
Exactly. Basically, almost everybody does the same tech content in the short program because you're not allowed to do quads.
The only real change is there's a couple of guys who'll do a double axel.
Yep.
But other than that, it's the same tech content for basically everybody.
And it's really about the quality in the short program.
As the short program should be. Yeah.
And then we go to the free skate and things can get pretty wild because that's where the difference in technical level really come across. Yeah. You've got people going for multiple quads, some no quads, some not even triple axels. And of course, everybody's at a different level of how consistent they are with their tech content that they're attempting. This was not too bad in terms of, you know, being a messy men's event. We've certainly had worse, especially on the JGP to start this season.
We were spoiled by Worlds.
Yes, definitely.
So this did feel a little bit like a disappointment. Sometimes the junior men are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're a disappointment. This was kind of in the middle of the road.
Yeah, we had some really fantastic skates, especially in the short program and in the free skate too. But we also had our share of disasters, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But let's get into it. Our new junior world champion, as most people, I think, expected coming into this, was Ilya Malinin from the U.S. From the start of this season, when he was, you know, very much the top guy on the JGP, all the way to coming second at Nationals, being fourth in the short program at Senior Worlds.
Yeah.
And I mean, the potential is so obviously there with him that it was not a surprise at all that he took the title here.
Yeah, this was a competition for him against himself.
Yep.
If he did this, if he did what he's capable of, he was going to win.
Yeah.
The question was, how would he handle the pressure? How would he handle throwing everything and the kitchen sink into the free skate? He didn't quite throw the kitchen sink into the free skate. He can actually do more than this.
I was a little surprised with some of the elements in the free skate. But I think after Senior Worlds, where he is allowed to do quads in the short program and did fantastically in that short program at Junior Worlds. Here, again, he's not allowed to do quads and he can do, you know, triple lutz, triple axel, triple flip, like nobody's business. And so there it was just a question of, you know, do what you can do.
Yep.
Skate clean, set yourself up well for the free skate, which he did. And the free skate was a whole lot better than at Senior Worlds, where things kind of came undone midway through the program. It was still not, you know, at the very top of his capabilities, like at U.S. Nationals, for example. But it was close enough that he did more than he needed to here.
It would have been enough had this been a better Junior Worlds. It was really quite fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The quad lutz to open was not great.
Yeah, one of his weaker ones. And I was a bit surprised and a bit concerned with that opening jump, thinking, did the, you know, issues at Senior Worlds kind of play into his mind here. But luckily, he got that all back under control, and especially all the way through to that quad sow, which was where things really turned in the wrong direction at Senior Worlds.
Yeah, and I was really glad to see him make a bit of a mistake and keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a lot of ways, that's kind of his biggest challenge. I think it's obvious that the jumps come pretty naturally to him at this point.
Yeah.
Whether that continues to be the case, who knows? But for now, the jumps come pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
And so the biggest thing is handling the pressure, handling mistakes, and performing.
Yep.
And I think that there's even more of a performer there.
Definitely.
But we saw a decent amount of performance in this skate, along with essentially a clean free skate.
Yeah.
You can't ask for much more out of a junior man.
I mean, having a bit of a shaky landing on your opening quad lutz and nothing else of substance wrong, that's a clean junior men's free skate. I'm not going to ask for more than that. I was a little surprised not to see him go for a triple loop on the back half of something, which he does pretty frequently in the free skate. At the same time, probably not a terrible idea to just play
it. He didn't need it.
Play it safe by his standards here.
He really didn't need it. And I think for long-term development and confidence, I think the more sets of clean or clean enough skates he can have back to back, the easier it's going to be to compete under really high pressure.
Yeah, exactly. And he has had some ups and downs in that competing under pressure, and who knows how that streak will continue as he moves up to senior, as I'm quite sure that he will. Yeah. I mean, what else other than the junior Grand Prix final is there for him to win at the junior level?
But especially even that, because he was second at senior nationals, fourth at senior worlds, like
in the short program.
In the short program. There is no reason to not move up.
Exactly.
A lot of the other guys, there's a reason to stay in junior. Not for Ilya Malinin, where really the only thing for him to become a fantastic senior men's competitor is consistency.
That and a bit more of the, you know, performance side.
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't bad here or anything, but, you know, it was a big step up, you know, in some of the PCS categories than some of the other guys, which was a little much. We were going a little crazy with the PCS. It happens to a lot of people, and it's certainly not his fault at all, but that is...
That
his
is
other weaker spot.
Yeah.
And I say weaker not because it's weak, but because, you know,
everything else is so good.
Exactly.
And I do think a lot of that will come with the confidence consistency will bring, because we have seen him be a really fantastic performer when things are going well. But now that he's had that taste of pressure and it not work out, I think we can see that a little bit. So if next season goes well, or he learns to cope with it a little bit better, which I'm sure he will, because it's going to happen again. You're going to have to get good at it. I do think we'll see the performance step up to what he's capable of and probably continue to grow, because he's still so young.
Exactly. That's the thing. He is still young enough that there's, you know, exciting potential there, but he's also not, you know, he doesn't look like the kind of junior skater where you can't imagine him competing at the senior level.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've already seen him compete at a senior level and do just fine.
Yeah. So I was really excited to see him succeed here. I really hoped he would.
Yeah.
And I think this is putting him on the right path to a senior world title.
Or at the very least, you know, a good start to his senior career.
Yeah.
It also depends lots, I think, on who is sticking around.
Absolutely.
From the top men. I don't really know. But
just a path.
Yeah.
It's not that we might veer off at some point, but he's on the path.
Yeah.
To achieve that, will somebody get in the way? Will he just not? Who knows? I don't do predictions.
But no. And then in second, we had Mikhail Shaidarov from Kazakhstan. And it was so great to see him skating so well here, especially after he has had a lot of misfortune this season. He has shown so much potential when he's been able to compete that it's all the more frustrating that he hasn't been able to on a number of occasions.
This was really a fantastic set of skates. Obviously, the free skate was incredible, but the short program, he was only in eighth, really, because
of what other people did, as opposed to what he did.
He had, you know, not amazing quality on a couple of elements.
And things like the level two step sequence hurt him compared to some of the guys ahead of him who, you know, can get all of their levels and with good GOE.
Or at least get, you know, level threes on everything.
Yeah.
It makes enough of a difference in a junior men's short program.
Yeah, where again, he can't bust out the quads.
Exactly.
Everybody's doing the same tech content. If you're a little shaky on something, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
But that free skate, though, was fantastic.
Incredible. He, like Ilya Malinin, had a bit of a rough opening quad. Lets his was a little rougher.
Yeah.
But other than that, up until that last jumping pass, everything was really solid. If it would have been incredible to see him nail the triple flip double toe at the end of the program.
Yeah.
But even still, this was a huge victory for him.
Absolutely. I mean, just getting on the podium, obviously, is a huge victory. But I think, too, again, he, when he has been able to compete at, you know, major international competitions, has really shown that not only can he handle that pressure, but he has been pretty consistent internationally. If you're not familiar with him, he had one JGP where he won a medal and then didn't get a second one, didn't get to go to Nebelhorn to try and earn a spot to the Olympics. He wasn't able to go to Senior Worlds. He was originally entered, but apparently was like visa issues keeping him out. He did fantastically at Four Continents, one of the few places he was able to go to. And then here he did fantastically. And I really hope that he gets the opportunities that he was missing this season. Because if he had gone to all of those competitions that I mentioned that he missed, I think, you know, more people would be paying attention. Oh, this guy. Pay attention to him for the future.
And I do also think those opportunities would really improve, sort of like Ilya Malin, in the confidence in himself to be the performer that I think he can be.
Yep.
It was good here. It was still junior performance. And I do think that he could be a really fantastic performer, but we can't expect that of him when he competes, never, because he can't compete.
Yeah. I think too, for me, program-wise, he seems to be still kind of finding his voice. Both of these programs are a bit more on the, I know, quirky, silly, funny kind of a vibe, at least in parts. And I don't know, for me, it doesn't come quite as naturally to him as it might with somebody else. I'll be very curious to see program-wise what he does next season. Because that's, you know, in terms of long-term development, I think for me, that's the little piece that's a little bit missing. What's Mikhail Shaidarov program? I don't feel like I really know. I feel like I kind of know now what to expect from him, technically speaking.
Yeah.
But, you know, on that second half of the mark, need to find himself a little bit. Yeah. But at least that's an easier problem to have.
It really is, because honestly, next year, if we just try two programs that are completely different from this year and each other, we will probably find something that works well. And I think that there is a performer in there. He might be one of those guys that needs to either skate to just whatever his favorite song is or something super classical. That's always my advice.
If they try one of each.
Yeah, if they haven't found themselves as a performer, try something super classic.
Yeah.
You know, a ballet or something, and their favorite pop song.
Yeah.
And
see which one works better. Yeah. And it could also be neither, but those are, you know, disparate. Generally, yeah, disparate and pretty good roads to go down for just about, for most skaters, not everybody, but most will find something in that realm that'll work okay for them.
Yeah, especially because he's already done the like soundtracks and quirky. Those two are completely different from this year's program. So I think that is my advice to help him find himself as a performer so that he can be one of the better men's figure skaters we've got, because he could be.
And I mean, again, we don't have as much of a track record to go on because he hasn't competed a ton, but when he has, it's been quite impressive. And each time out, I go, oh yeah, haven't seen you for a while, but that's right. You are a fantastic skater and competitor.
I always feel so bad because I always kind of forget he exists until he turns up.
That's the thing. Imagine if he'd been competing all season long, skating like this. Nobody would be forgetting him. And I think even, you know, scores and things would be more likely to help. It shouldn't, but let's face it.
It will.
What happens. So I really hope he can get more opportunities because he has very much shown this season that he deserves them.
Absolutely. I am really excited for his future.
And then in third, we had Tatsuya Tsuboi from Japan. And I was so relieved for a variety of reasons that he did well here.
Yes.
In large part due to how well he did at Japanese Nationals. I was really impressed with his skates there. And while this was a little bit shakier than that, it was nearly as solid and consistent. And just a reminder for, you know, a guy who I haven't seen since he was on, you know, JGP a couple of seasons ago. And once again, kind of forgot about because I hadn't seen him for a while. And remembering, oh yeah, you are another skater with just so much potential who we just haven't seen enough of.
I was really glad to see him make that final flight after the short program and really keep it together.
Yep.
Because what I remember of him from years past was not always that ability to do really well in the short program and maintain that in the free skate, which he did here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, had a couple little, you know, shakier landings on things like the opening quad sal. It's a junior men's program. That's not a problem for me. And the last combination in the free skate. Other than that, though, I mean, the basic skating is just fantastic. And that combined with good success on the rest of his jumps absolutely did not surprise me to see him on the podium here. And I'm glad not just for his sake that, you know, he is skating a bit more consistently and getting rewarded for it, but also just that these Japanese men are now able to compete internationally more at the junior level. And because he is third and the third highest country in the standings here is Japan, that means the Japanese men get maximum JGP slots next year, which is very important for future development of Japanese skaters. We talked about this in the women. The Japanese men in the last couple of years have had real misfortunes with not having a ton of junior world spots or JGP spots. And then the pandemic happened and then they didn't go out to the JGP this last season. And I think you can see the impact it's had on their young skaters.
Yeah, we're seeing in skaters at, you know, 17 years old skating kind of similarly to the way a lot of 15-year-olds skate, not necessarily in the technical capability, but in the performance capability and the ability to compete under pressure, because those are things you kind of only learn from competing.
Yeah.
And they have the opportunity to compete domestically, but let's be honest, it's different.
Yeah. And, you know, you, I imagine at least, kind of know what to expect from your competitors at home, whereas it's, you know, an international field and a lot of these guys haven't competed since, you know, September or October. And a lot of them are question marks and you don't really know, where do I stack up here? And I think the judges also don't know, which is a good thing.
It is. And I do, I think that he is doing really well for himself, and I can only imagine how well he would be doing for himself with the level of competition experience he would have if the last two seasons he had actually been able to compete internationally.
Exactly. And that goes for the other Japanese men here who we'll get to later. In a bit, because they unfortunately finished a bit far down. Yeah. But I was really glad, again, for Tsuboi himself to have a good skate here, show that Nationals wasn't a fluke and come away with a medal. And also just for the future Japanese skaters out there, that there are JGP opportunities next year for
them. Thank goodness, because they deserve.
Yep. Fourth place, we had Wesley Chu from Canada, and he had a really solid short program, was second there. And he is another one who has been hamstrung a little bit by lack of opportunity due just to unluckiness.
Yeah.
For the most part for him. COVID issues and cancellation of competitions has really taken away a lot of his opportunities too. And I do wonder if he had been able to go to the JGP final as he qualified for this season, was able to go to four continents, had a bit more of that high pressure international experience, whether we would have seen a bit of a different free skate from him here under the pressure of being second at Junior Worlds.
Yeah, I don't know if it would have helped enough, but I do. We know that competition experience makes a big difference in the ability to be a smart competitor. And Wesley did well here.
It didn't completely fall apart, but, and again, who knows, maybe this would have been the same if he'd had all those other opportunities. But I do just wonder if, you know, he'd had this kind of skate, say, at four continents.
And then was able to learn from it.
Exactly.
You can't always learn your way out of a bad skate.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can.
Yeah.
And that's where it's really, it's harder for some skaters than others, because the skaters in Asia and in North America have, for the most part, had less opportunities than the European skaters over the last 2 years. And at the senior level, that doesn't always make a ton of difference because they've been around longer. But at the junior level, it makes a world of difference not being able to compete.
And I mean, it was not a disaster of a free skate. He was fourth in that segment, finished fourth overall, just off the podium, which is a shame. He had a couple, you know, he really had to fight for the jumps in the free skate, but he did definitely fight for them. And while on the JGP we were complaining about his lack of getting all his combinations in, he did do that here. Yep. So in that way, he is, you know, learning from those mistakes and improving on it.
And that's part of why I wonder what would have been if he had had more experience, because we've seen him over the course of this season learn from past mistakes really effectively.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm disappointed for him that he didn't manage to get on the podium. Another year, this totally would have been enough.
Definitely. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see for him as well what happens next season. If he stays junior or moves up, I don't think either is the worst choice for him.
There's room in both categories, and mm-hmm. there's also not a ton of room in either, so...
It's a tough call, but I think he's proven this season that he can absolutely be competitive on the junior level and is working towards, you know, being really competitive at the senior level and even domestically. I mean, he was third at nationals this season, so even a, I don't know, a halfsies season, half junior, half senior or something.
I'm loving the halfsies seasons right now. I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah. And then right behind him in fifth, we had Steven Gogolev from Canada, who has grown so much since the last time we saw him compete at Junior Worlds 2 years ago.
He was so small then. Mm-hmm. And he looks completely different. He has grown about a foot.
You can kind of see just by looking at him and comparing to, you know, how tall he was a couple seasons ago. It's not a surprise that, you know, he's been a bit out of competition and dealing with injury and things the last couple of seasons. It's tough, but at the same time, I think the place he's at now is looking pretty solid. He's not completely back to, you know, the level of tech difficulty he was going for as a 13-year-old, but he's not that far off.
Yeah, I mean, and his tech content is still very competitive and would be pretty competitive at the senior level.
Yep.
It wouldn't be the most competitive, but he has a fairly consistent quad sow.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that he did in the free skate was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Popped the second one. But he also has a really solid triple axel.
Yep.
And to do okay at most senior men's competitions, that's kind of all you need.
Well, and especially at the junior level, too. He started so young that he is actually still quite a young guy, even though it feels like he should be, you know, aging out of juniors.
He's got time. Not yet,
but he's another one who I don't know which route he's going to go next season, but I just hope that he can stay healthy so that we can see him compete more.
Yeah.
And see if he can get back to, again, where he was when he was 13, and that might not be possible in terms of, you know, all the quads he was going for, but hopefully, you know, the performer in him will develop a bit too. And I think, you know, that is also improving slowly. Still more work to do, but you can see he looks more senior than he did last time we saw him at Junior Worlds.
I definitely, more than the tech content, because I'm sure that that is his priority and it's coming back, I would love to see him sort of find himself on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
The programs right now, they're good, they're fine, but they don't feel unique to him. And I think that he can be a really unique, dynamic performer.
I mean, at least they are pushing him in interesting directions. Yes. The clubbing short program at least is interesting. I don't know that it, you know, works for him 100%, but at least it's a bold choice, and I appreciate that.
We're trying things.
Yeah.
I don't know that the short program works, but I appreciate that we tried.
Exactly. And job done in terms of, you know, junior world spots at home, because Junior Worlds is in Canada next year. I'm sure Skate Canada is happy about that. And, you know, first alternates basically for any possible throwaway JGP spots that, let's face it, most likely Kazakhstan would have.
Yeah.
I expect and hope the US and Japan will use all of theirs.
They'd better.
But Kazakhstan might have a few to throw Canada's way.
Yeah. And, I mean, Canada has less men and women at the junior level than, like, dance teams.
Yeah.
So, we'll be fine.
Yeah. Sixth place, we had Mihail Selevko from Estonia skating at home. And there's definitely pressure that goes with that. And I don't think we saw it a ton in the short program, which was just fantastic. Phenomenal. He was third in that segment, but that's where the pressure, I think, started to amp up a little bit once he knew, oh, I could medal and medal at home. Because he did, lest we forget, fantastically in the free skate at Senior Worlds.
I was going to say, I think he might have been incredible had he done his best in the short program, but been like fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the optimal scenario for him, because I do think that in this case, the pressure of meddling at home at Junior Worlds got to him a little bit in that free skate.
I mean, we saw a similar thing with Nina Petrokina as well, who was fantastic in the short program and faltered a little bit in the free, even though we've seen her as well have fantastic free skates.
And I mean, this free skate wasn't terrible.
Really, it was just the triple axels that were not going his way.
And then because the triple axels were clearly rough falls and work, the triple flip at the end, he just looked exhausted by that point and couldn't get it done well. He got it done, but not super well.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, a different year at Junior Worlds, that would have been just fine.
Yeah, he started so fantastically that I really thought, oh no, he is going to be on the podium here. It's a shame he wasn't able to capitalize, but I'll say yet again, Estonian Fed doing fantastically with their skaters. And it was good to see our Levandi of Estonia also competing here.
And doing quite well for himself, too.
Yep. And Mihail's brother, Alexander Selevko, up in the audience cheering along. There's real potential in Estonia and also competition internally.
And what looks like a really lovely sense of camaraderie as well. Like, I'm loving everything the Estonian Fed is currently doing. Again, more federations, learn from Estonia.
Yeah.
It's working.
Clearly, yeah. Let's see, seventh, we had Nikolai Memola from Italy. And he as well has been having a really fantastic season. And he's one I'm really excited to see what he can do as he moves up to senior. I'm a big fan of his programs and just his dramatic commitment to every moment of the programs.
He is so much, and I love it. It is really enjoyable to watch him skate. Even though he's not, you know, the best technician, It's just such a good time watching him skate that you kind of forget that maybe the jumps aren't really rotated.
Well, and in fairness to him, I mean, I'm less familiar with, you know, his skating of the last couple of years, but he is a very tall guy.
He is.
And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, jumps are just harder when you're taller. Yeah. It's just a fact of the matter.
There's more limb to get from your extended arm position that you have to be in for balance to into your chest. That just takes more time.
Yep.
And if you can manage to do it quickly enough, can be really beneficial. But if you don't do it right, or you take too long, or they're off, you're done.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he was not quite this tall in the last couple of years, and it takes some time to get used to having longer limbs, but I think the potential is very much there. I don't think it's any coincidence that he has a ballet program for the short program, and I think if he can just, you know, just work on cleaning up everything.
Time and patience.
Yeah, you can see that the desire is there. There's a real effort to every aspect of skating, not just the jumps. That I'm intrigued to see where he goes from here.
Team Italy is a wild group of men.
Yes.
The men in particular in Italy are just so different from each other. All of them have completely different strengths.
Yep.
And kind of like with Estonia, I think that that can be really beneficial for all of their long-term development.
Yep.
Where, you know, you can beg, borrow, and steal a little bit from your competitors. Mm-hmm. And because they're all so different, there's plenty to beg, borrow, and steal.
And, yeah, just to have that competitive atmosphere of, you know, people to chase and people chasing you to you know, rise all boats.
Yeah.
And 7th here at Junior Worlds is a fantastic mm-hmm. result for him. For him as well. I don't know if he's going to go senior or age-wise. I'm not sure exactly where he's at in terms of junior eligibility. But, I mean, he did fantastically at Europeans this yeah. season too. So I think he's ready to make mm-hmm. that move. 8th, we had Liam Capakis from the U.S. who had a fantastic short program. Yeah. Went really early on and was leading for a good ages. Bit. It was really great to see, because he's another one of those guys who kind of forgot about for a while. Yep. We saw him on the JGP a few years ago, and it wasn't until U.S. Nationals this year, where he also did really well, where I went, okay, here's another young guy to watch out for.
Yeah.
It's a shame that it didn't quite come together in the free skate for him.
For him, too, it was also the axles.
Yeah.
We had a single axle at the beginning of the program and then ended with what was essentially another single axle.
Yeah, downgraded double that was just, I think he wasn't sure what to do with himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real shame, especially after that short program was just, I don't think he could have skated it any better.
It was a really fantastic short program. But he was also one of those guys not doing quads in the free skate.
Yeah.
His most difficult jump was the triple axel. And even the first one, which was the only one he did successfully, was okay. It wasn't great. And then popped the second one and then didn't know what to do with himself about the double axel at the end. It's tough because he hasn't competed in a couple years. Mm-hmm. So that is exactly the kind of thing that you learn how to handle mm-hmm. through more frequent competition.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I'm not sure what he's been up to. Obviously, the pandemic has had a major-ish impact on everybody. And I'm sure being in fourth place after the short, and I'm sure thinking, oh, yeah, I could totally get on that podium if I skate clean, also had an impact. But I'm intrigued to see what happens next mm-hmm. for him, especially since that short program was just so fantastic.
Yeah, I am really hopeful for basically all of these guys.
Yep.
Most of the guys in this field are really interesting skaters with mm-hmm. tons of potential.
Yep. So that was our top 8. We did want to go into a few others here, starting with Naoki Rossi from Switzerland, who finished in 9th here. Had a little bit of a rougher short program. It was down in 12th, but then the free skate was fantastic. I think maybe the best I've seen him skate. What really hurt me, though, was just his reaction to it. He just looked so down on himself with a really fantastic free skate.
I mean, the free skate went really well.
Mm-hmm.
We had 3 jumps that had some rotation issues that meant the landings weren't great.
Yeah.
And by rotation issues, I mean most of them got called a cue and one didn't get called at all.
Yeah.
So it wasn't terrible. It was just not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for someone like him who has had some issues with getting through a free skate in the past, this should have felt like a huge win.
Yeah, we talk occasionally about, you know, enjoying skaters who get mad and say, oh, I know I can do better than that, and I want to go prove myself. And I think for me, there's a difference between that kind of attitude and getting defeated by it, which was how he seemed, at least to me, after the free.
Yeah, for me, there's a difference between, okay, yeah, I did okay, but I know I can do better, and I failed myself, or I messed it up. Because no, you didn't. Yes, I'm sure you can do every jump in this layout. That's what that reaction screams to me, is I know I can do this program clean. But you basically did.
Yeah, it was close enough. In a junior, he was 7th in that free skate. This is junior men's figure skating we're talking about. He still finished in top 10.
Yeah, this was a good free skate for him.
I was glad at least that his coaches seemed to be happier with it and trying to, you know, cheer
remind
him up a little bit. Yeah,
it was good.
I hope that he can look back on this and say, no, okay, that was pretty good. Maybe not perfect, but
a good
pretty
way
good.
To end the season.
Exactly. Also, Arlit Lavandi wanted to mention, our other Estonian skater. He finished down in 12th. He also had a bit of a rougher short program, but much stronger free skate. And
I like his skating so much. Mm-hmm. He's so fun.
Yeah. It was a shame that the short program was the one that was rough, especially because that weird Carmen is the best kind of Carmen.
It's the only kind of Carmen I want.
And then we should also mention the other Japanese skaters here. We had Kao Miura in 13th. And so he withdrew from Senior Worlds a couple weeks before this due to injury. And it looks like wasn't fully back to his full strength here.
Yeah.
That short program, particularly the fall on the triple axel, was a really scary moment.
Yeah. It really didn't go well kind of from the off. The combination wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like at that point that he was going to be able to sort of muscle through it and get it done. And when you're coming back from injury, you're going to have a couple of those skates.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it became clear pretty quickly when the spins really weren't working, that first spin, that maybe we weren't ready to be here.
And I mean, he did do a lot better in the free skate. He moved up a good few places and was able to, you know, get some good quads done and look more similar to the kind of skater we've been seeing all season long. But I still do wonder if this was the best idea to come compete here.
Particularly because of the way he fell on that axel.
It was an alarming fall.
And if you've just recovered from injury and then that is the kind of fall where you really injure yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I'm most concerned about is if we're skating through injury.
Mm-hmm.
And gritting our teeth and hoping for the best, that might work in the short term, but it's going to have long-term consequences. I hope that's not the case, but that's what I think about when I watch him fall like that and then skate the free skate.
And it's, I totally get why he would want to be here. He is very much one of the first Japanese skaters who comes to mind when I think of lack of opportunity at the junior level.
100%.
When he was, you know, young and competing with Shun Sato and Yuma Kageyama and, you know, didn't have as many JGP opportunities as they did because they didn't have as many spots. And then the pandemic hit. And then this past year, you know, he had some opportunities, but not as many as he would have, you know, if this was normal times and he was able to go on JGPs and get that experience. I just mentioned he had to withdraw from Senior Worlds. Yeah. That was a huge opportunity that he didn't get to have. And so I understand wanting to take the opportunities when they come up because he is very much one of those who has not had a lot of those opportunities.
And he is fantastic. The only reason he didn't get opportunities in like 2019
is because Japan had no spots and they had Shun Sato and Yuma Kageyama.
Who, lest I remind, Yuma Kageyama was almost as good as he is now when he was a junior, and Shun Sato was beating him half the time.
And they both made the JGP final, and so, like, and Kao Miura was just that little bit of a step back from them, and they didn't have JGP spots, so what are you gonna do?
Yeah, you have to pick your best skaters, even when your next best skater is also fantastic, you can't send him. So I totally understand why he came and competed if he was still injured, and then skated the free skate even after potentially really hurting himself. But this is why the ISU needs to be the one stepping in these kinds of situations. Mm-hmm. Because we need to protect the children from themselves.
Uh-huh. And this is a case. This is a junior competition. This is children. Senior, I know people can be a little, you know, more reluctant to step in as much, but this is a junior competition. Yeah. These are young people we're talking about.
Yeah. He, I don't think, is technically a child anymore, but he's competing junior, so he's a child to me.
Exactly. That junior means junior. You're not at the senior level here. And right behind him in 14th, we had Lucas Tsuyoshi Honda, who is another guy who just has not had a whole lot of international experience because he was, you know, around that same age and just couldn't go out on the JGP because there was no spots. And then there was no JGP. And then there was a JGP, but not for Japan. And I think you could kind of see the short program was really strong here, but he faltered a bit in the free. And that has always been
at least, weaker program.
Yeah, at least, you know, at national and domestic competitions. And he just hasn't had the experience to skate internationally at high pressure situations like this, unfortunately.
It is really disappointing because I think he could be really incredible if he actually got to compete.
Yeah.
But who knows when his next competition availability is going to be.
Yeah.
At least internationally. I'm sure there will be opportunities domestically, but...
it's not quite the same.
Yeah, it's different.
And at least the downside of these two finishing down in 13th and 14th is that there's only two spots for Japanese men at next year's Worlds. That is disappointing, but there are maximum spots on the JGP. And all of these guys are a bit on the older side, and I wouldn't be surprised to see most, if not all of them, moving up to senior. But at least, hopefully for the future, there's a few more opportunities and we can get out of this kind of a bit of a rut that the young Japanese skaters have been in due to just situations outside their control.
Yeah, I really hope that all three of these guys get opportunities at whatever level they're competing at next year. And that we can just get Japan max JGP spots. I don't even care about Junior Worlds. I just care about getting the max JGP spots because...
but that's more people get more experience with JGP spots. Yes, it's great to go to Junior Worlds, but JGP for me is more important. And I think for a Fed should be more important.
Yeah, because JGPs are where the development happens.
Yep. Let's see. Another sort of newer discovery for me for skaters here was in 15th, Raffaele Francesco Zeke from Italy. I really love his basic skating, and he's yet another one. Where will he be in the next couple of years competing against these Italian men? It's Italy's exciting time for Italy.
Italy's got such depth in the men.
Mm-hmm.
Can we figure out how to spread the wealth a little bit, Italy?
I mean, it would also be nice, but, you know, start with one discipline and build up through the rest.
I was also really glad to see the return of Lev Vinokur of Israel, who had country issues.
Yes. A few years ago on the JGP. Yeah.
But that's resolved now. And so we get to see him compete here.
Mm-hmm.
He's another one who was very little when he got to go to one JGP before the issues happened.
Before he was disqualified. Yeah. Because it just hadn't been long enough between competing, representing Russia, and then representing Israel. You have to wait a full year. He didn't. So he competed, but then he got disqualified.
Yeah. And he was supposed to go to a second JGP and didn't get to go to that one because they were like, wait a second. You didn't wait long enough.
Yeah.
So now, obviously, it's been plenty of time, but it's also been a long time since he competed internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good to see him out here skating pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best he's ever skated, but two pretty solid programs.
Yeah, he's a really fun performer.
Yeah.
And I think more than anything for me, that is his strong suit.
Definitely.
And let's see, one other skater who I was a bit disappointed, our first FNR
here.
I really enjoyed Semyon Danielants from Armenia. Hopefully I'm saying that name right. I really enjoyed his short program, and he just missed out on qualifying for the free. It's too bad, but he's another guy I'm intrigued to see where he goes after this.
Yeah, this was a surprisingly pretty good junior men's event.
Yeah, there were some really good skates and lots of guys with potential for the future. The future is still bright. You know, I still... well, and honestly, there weren't even that many quad attempts in this free skate, which I
appreciate.
Was very happy with, frankly. More skaters seem to be attempting tech content that they could basically do than is sometimes the case on the JGP. And in fairness, you know, it has been many months since the JGP happened. They've had time to, you know, work on and finesse their programs. And so that makes sense. But I would love to just see... it's only 4 months till JGPs start yet again. Let's take more of this tack. Let's do what you can do successfully.
We can work up our tech content throughout the year as opposed to throwing it all in August and then taking something out if it really doesn't work.
Yeah. All right, but I think that wraps us up for this men's event. What was your highlight for the men?
I have to give it to Mikhail Shatarov for two fantastic programs reminding me that he's great because mm-hmm. I feel bad that I forget him. And I'm glad he makes me feel bad.
Exactly. We all should remember him
yes.
more frequently and not be surprised when he has this kind of escape. Mm-hmm. Because really, the three times that I've seen him on the JGP, at Four Continents, and here, he has been consistent great. And fantastic.
I like him so much, and I'm going to make a point to ask where he is mm-hmm. if he's not on the JGP next year.
Or senior competition, yeah. whatever he decides to go with. There were a lot of great skates here. I think for me, maybe my favorite was Mikhail Selevko's short program yeah. here. Again, all of the Estonian skaters here have such potential. He especially has really come into his own mm-hmm. this season. He, you know, was for a while in the shadow of his brother Alexander, yeah. and then at the start of this season in the shadow of Arlet Lavandi, who started out really well on the yeah. JGP. And it's good to see him coming into his own and just skating fantastically and at home to boot.
Yeah, this was a really great competition for him, and I think it's put him on the path to become a really unique performer like some of the other Estonian guys.
Yep. And then in terms of the weekly Waxel, we decided to go with Kel Miura,
yeah.
that really terrifying axel fall in the short program. Hopefully there's no, you know,
lasting repercussions.
Yeah, it's...
I just... Of all the things that we're going to mess with, ISU, we're going to talk about the dance mess-ups
yes.
maybe tomorrow when we do the dance, but... Of all the things we're going to mess with, why are we not talking very seriously mm-hmm. about concussion protocol?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Particularly when it comes to the juniors.
Yeah.
Like,
it seriously needs a rehaul and a look at.
We know what happens when you get too many concussions.
Mm-hmm. And it is not good.
It's horrible.
And it's one thing, you know, if the ISU kind of says, oh, well, we can't do anything about what's happening in training. You are in control of what happens yep. in competition.
And if you decide that you're going to let adults make their own choices, I don't agree mm-hmm. because you can't really make your own choices when you've just had a concussion.
Also, I mean, we say adults,
yeah.
but 15 is currently the minimum uh-huh. age. So
I mean, to be fair, they're talking about raising that. So, you know,
yes.
they might.
But even still, it's 16 or 17 potentially.
Yeah. But even if we're going to say, okay, you're a senior, we're considering you an adult, we're not going to intervene there. These are literal children for the most part that we mm-hmm. are talking about on the JGP.
19s and under.
Yeah. And teenagers cannot make a split second smart decision mm-hmm. under pressure while potentially concussed
mm-hmm.
about what is best for their long-term health and safety.
I mean, just at basically the same time this was happening, Evgeny Semenenko mm-hmm. in a show in Russia with the really terrifying fall. If you
yeah.
haven't seen it,
you don't
need
it.
To. But that's what can happen
yep.
with a concussion.
I mean,
needs to be taken seriously.
It's been days and he is apparently still in the hospital. Not yeah, okay yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen to anyone.
Exactly.
And the ISU has a duty of care.
Yeah. All right. But that wraps us up for this men's event. As we mentioned, we've got a busy night, so we're
yes.
holding off on dance. But don't worry. Dance is coming.
We
have lots to say.
We need more time for dance.
Exactly. So for now, thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at FlutzesCast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/FlutzesCast for bonus episodes, and our merch store, FlutzesCast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back shortly with our last Junior Worlds recap. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels, skating fans.